CNN 10. First story we're explaining today involves trouble in northern Iraq between two groups that were allied with each other in the fight against ISIS. Kirkuk is an important city in the region that's rich in oil. When ISIS swept to power in 2014, Iraqi forces abandoned Kirkuk, and it came under the control of the Kurds, an ethnic group in the area that's helped the Iraqi government and the U.S. battle ISIS terrorists. So what's happening there now? In late September, the Kurds held a controversial referendum. They voted for independence, and they claimed Kirkuk as part of their own territory. That's something the Iraqi government did not accept. And earlier this week, it sent troops to take over the city and some other Kurdish-held territory in the region. In the confrontation between the Kurds and the Iraqi military around Kirkuk, Kurdish officials say at least 16 Kurdish fighters were killed and dozens were wounded. The United Nations estimates that more than 61,000 people were forced to leave their homes in the area. The instability between the Kurds and the Iraqi government is an international dilemma. Just as there are a number of reasons why many Kurds want to be independent, there are a number of reasons why Iraq and several other countries don't want them to be.